Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, the Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Supremes, Diana Ross, the Miracles, Gladstein the Pips, Michael Jackson, and the Marvelettes. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song.
To be my wish.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Take Me Girl, I'm Ready, and then reached number 50 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1971. Before that, the Four Tops and It's the Same Old Song, reaching number 5 from 1965. And we started with the Velvets, a Motown memory's favorite artist, and He Was Really Saying Something, and then reached number 64 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, The Supremes featuring Diana Ross, and You Keep Me Hanging On, Hanging Has the Apostrophe. Well, You Keep Me Hanging On was a 1966 song that was written and composed by that great writing and production team in the 1960s for Motown, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. And it first became a number one song for The Supremes in late 1966, and then the rock band Vanilla Fudge covered the song a year later and had a top 10 hit with their own version. The song's guitar part originated from a Morse code-like radio sound effect that's typically used before a radio news announcement. It was heard by Lamont Dozier, and Dozier collaborated with Brian and Eddie Holland to integrate the idea into the song. Many elements of the recording, including the guitars, the drums, and Diana Ross's vocals, were multi-tracked, a production technique which was established and popularized concurrently by Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and other producers of the 1960s, such as Phil Spector. Well, You Keep Me Hanging On was the first single taken from the Supremes' 1967 album entitled The Supremes Sing, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. The song became the group's eighth number one single when it topped the Billboard Hot 100 pop charts for 2 weeks from November 13th through November 27th, 1966. It peaked at number 8 in the UK singles chart, and the original Supremes version was ranked 339 on Rolling Stone magazine's greatest top 500 songs of all time. Well, lead vocals, of course, were by Diana Ross, and backing vocals by Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson, and instrumentation by the Funk Brothers. Well, here are the Supremes, and You Keep Me Hanging On right here on Motown.
Thank you. 'cause I'm crazy and I'm wasting my time on you. I'm breaking the rules and I'm way out of line. It's true, baby, one night with you, and they'd be going crazy too. I'm getting ready for love, brand new start, here's my heart. I'm getting ready for love, I can feel this time it's real. Yeah. All I keep thinking about is the way that you move me, and I'm thanking my lucky stars that you do what you do to me, baby. The wonder of you has made the wonderful come true. I'm getting ready for love, brand new start, here's my heart. I'm getting ready for love, I can feel this time it's real. I'm under your spell, of that I'm sure you can tell. Sailing along on a breeze.
The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, and You've Really Got a Hold on Me, and then reached number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1962. Before that, Diana Ross and Getting Ready for Love, reaching number 27 from 1977. And we started with The Supremes featuring Diana Ross and You Keep Me Hanging On, number 1 from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen. For this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Glass Night and the Pimps and I Don't Want to Do Wrong, right here on Motown Memories.
Don't wanna do wrong, but you've been gone away so long, and I hope.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Child's heart
Marvelettes with Twisted Postman, and they reached number 34 in the United States pop charts of 1962. That was their second 45. The first one was their smash hit, Please Mr. Postman, which was the first number one on the Motown record label. Before that, Michael Jackson and With a Child's Heart, and they reached number 50 from 1973. And we started with Last Time the Pips and I Don't Want to Do Wrong, and they reached number 17 from 1971. Well, this half hour, we featured all Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of a song. Coming up after the break, more apostrophe songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.